Friday the 3rd of August, Rabbi Lavi Shella, Teshuvah.
They say B'Shem, various different Gdil Yisrael, that on Yom Kippur or on Purim afternoon, they would sit down and learn about Smadha Gdil, because they said the world is Kayim Alimud HaTorah, and these are the moments when very few people are learning. So it's in the aim of that, right here, right now. I know the people out there are doing great things, but Limud HaTorah is helpful. In this week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klal Yisrael, and he says to them as follows. He says, "Va'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem lekecho shel meimoch kim liyiras Hashem lekecho lelechas b'chol drachov la'av leisay lavid es Hashem lekecho b'chol avocha b'chol nafshecha." And then he goes on to say that really you don't have a choice in the matter, because the one in charge is the Rabbeinu Shalom. He's the one with the last say. And he says the following. He says, Hashem Elikechem hu Elikei ho Elikim, Adonai ho Adonim. Okay, Lagodoy, Lagibah v'Anoira, he's powerful, he's great, he's wondrous. Asher lo yisaponim v'lo yikach shoichat. You should know, don't think that you can bribe him. You can't buy him off. Even with very big figures, you're not going to buy him off. That's a chiddush. In today's world, something that you can't buy off is non-existent. Yeah, they say that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for Seine Betza. So somebody once gave a shir and he said, maybe you could find all the other qualities, but where do you find Seine Betza? So he said, look, with money you can find anything. Nowadays, it's... But what does it mean that the Rabbeinu is lo yisaponim v'lo yikach shoichat? Lo yisaponim v'lo yikach shoichat. What's the chiddush? What's pshat that lo yikach shoichat? Mele lay saponim, yisaponim, we can understand it. Nisiyasponim means, I know exactly who you are. I know that you're undeserving. I know that the correct ruling should be far more severe. But I'm nisaponim. I'm nisaponim because of who your grandfather was, because of something he did to me another day. I'm nisaponim, which means I override the rules in your favor. But shaykhad means that I twist the rules. Okay, we'll get to that. Okay, we'll see. Shaykhad means that I am going to deny the truth. Shaykhad ya'avid eini chacham v'yisalif. Shaykhad is misalif. Shaykhad is a deviation from what's right, from what's correct. So how is that possible? The truth is, with regard to Nesiyas Panim, it says that the Ebshir is a Nesiyas Panim. We say it in Birchat Kainim. Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Yisa Hashem Panav. And Rashi over here says, Asher lo yisa panim. So Rashi says, im tifruku oiloi or uloi, if you're going to be peirik oil, if you're going to totally defy the burden of Torah mitzvahs entirely, then he won't be nice upon him. He won't take into account the fact that you're his only child, which every Jew is, every Yid is, or the fact that you're a ben Avraham. So these things are not even taken into account if you're peirik oiloi. But if you're not peirik oiloi, then he is nice upon him. But what's with the yikach shoichat? What does it mean that the Rebbeinu Shalom is not like Keach Sheikhat? What's even more strange is that the Pasuk in Mishlei, where the Pasuk says, Sheikhat Michek Rosh Yikach, Lahatois Orchois Mishpot. Shlomo HaMelech says that the Rebbeinu Shalom takes Sheikhat from a Rosh. Lahatois Orchois Mishpot, to change the path of justice. He does take Sheikhat. So here we're saying, Asher lo yikach shoichat, and we find a pasuk where it says that he does take shoichat. But how is that possible? The truth is, in Mishlei itself, there are two pshatim in the pasuk. Rashi teaches, like I just told you, that Rebbeinu Shalom takes shoichat from the Rosha. So Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel divrei hachno upius michek harishoyim. Michek means in hiding, kloima b'seiser beinoy leveinam. Lahatayis orchis mishpat says Rashi initially laafayich dinoy mira al the toiva. The din should be lera. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be hoifech le toiva based on what seems to be the pasuk seems to be saying. Shaychad. The truth is the Metzudis says otherwise. He teaches the pasuk very differently. V'shoychad mecheik rosha yikach. So the Metzudis says v'shoychad mecheik rosha yikach. A rosha is lekeach shoychad mecheik. But Rashi says not like that. Rashi says Shoichat Michek Rosha Yikach. The Rebbeinu Shalom will take Shoichat Michek Rosha from the Rosha. What? The Shoichat Michek. The truth is, Rashi's Pshat is based on a Medrash, where the Medrash seems to, we'll get to that Medrash, but the Medrash seems to imply as well that this Pasuk refers to the Ben Shalom himself. But we know that the Pasuk says, Shoichad loy tikach, ki ha-shoichad ya'avere ni chachamim v'yisalat divet tzadikim. The Ben Shalom says to a dying that he shouldn't take Shoichad. And there's a klal that Magid Dvarav Liyakoy, Chukov Mishpatov Liyisrael. The Medrash says, why does it say Chukov Mishpatov? He gave them Chukim Mishpatim. He gave them rules and he gave them Chukim, laws. Why Chukov Mishpatov? He gave them his laws, his Chukim. So the Medrash brings a whole list of Pshatim. And one of the Pshatim the Medrash brings is Mashahu Aisa Oimel Yisrael Lasses. The Medrash says that unlike a Melech Basav Edom, which gives laws to his subjects, but he's not bound by those laws. He's legally not bound by those laws. Right? I don't know the English law, but the likelihood is that the queen, in theory at least, is not bound by British law. Maybe it's not the case today, but it certainly was the case back then. That wasn't just the fact that they were corrupt. The law wasn't binding on a monarch. They can do what they want. They can speed beyond the limits, or they can do what they want. Even in Klal Yisrael, there's the din of Melech Peres Geder. If the king wants to get from Bridge Lane to Princess Park Avenue, he can in theory send a bulldozer to knock down all the houses in the way. And his entourage will go straight down, he doesn't have to compensate anyone. In theory, that's doable. So the king is not bound by the law. The king is above the law. So the Medrash says, I'll read the Medrash. The Medrash says like this. Magid Dvarav Liyakov, Elo Hadibrois, Chukov Mishpatav Yisrael, Elo HaMishpatim. Lefi She'ein Midoitav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kemidash Basav Edom. The ways of Hashem are not like the ways of a Basav Edom. Midas Basav Edom, Meira L'Acheirim Lasseis, V'hu Eino Yisa. Who Eino Yisa Klum, says the Medrash. Not necessarily even about a Melech, which maybe has a legal exemption. Maybe he has a dispensation because of who he is or what he is. But Chlal, a Basav Edom is very quick to tell other people what to do without necessarily following those same rules. Yeah? I think that Al Gore in America, who's campaigning now for green, 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 they discovered that he has this whole private industry that goes against all the things that he claims. And he's still very popular with his claims, because who cares? He's promoting a good cause. Who cares what he does? The fact is, he's benefiting the public. But the Medrash says that's the nerve of a bus of a dump. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein, Ela Mashahu Aisa Hu Eimel Yisrael Lasseis V'Lishma. The Gemara brings a Maise, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Elazar Ben Azariah, Rebbe Akiva, Shehochu L'Roini. V'Dorshu Sham. And they gave a drasha. They all gave a drasha. I don't know if they all gave it, or one of them gave it, but they all did it together. And what did they say? They said, "She'ena drachav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu kavasav adam shehu goyz gzeira v'oyim elachedim lasis v'oyim yaisa." A basav adam is goyz for others, but he doesn't do anything. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ene came, but the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. So the Medrash goes on and says, "Hayosham min echad." There was a min. There was an apikurus present at the time of the drasha. Achash sheyatsu. Once they left Amalehem, the min said to them, "Ein divreichem elach kazov." What you're saying is nonsense. That's what he said. Lo yamartem elakim oimer va'oisen. Lo ma'ine mishamer et haShabbos. Why doesn't he keep Shabbos? And the Medrash doesn't say where exactly did they see that he doesn't keep Shabbos. Where do you see that Rashi doesn't keep Shabbos? What?
Everything is wrong.
Everything is running. Yeah. Everything is running. Yeah, it's raining. It's planting. He's the sun. It's evaporation. Yeah, all right. So Amruloi, but the thing is, it seems that they were only asking from Havara Mirshus Lirshus. The truth is, this Medrash needs to be analyzed and learned very well, because if his question was serious, then there's many issues that remain problematic even after the answer. But this is the way the Medrash formulates the answer. Amruloi, they said to him, Rosh Hashanah, what are you talking about? Is a person not allowed to be metaltal within his own chatur, within his own domain? It seems they were worried that the rain is coming from one rishus to another rishus, or other things that are being blown from one place to another. Within your own chatur, you're allowed to be metaltal. So Amalehen, he said yes. Person is allowed to carry in his own rishus, and the entire world is the Ribbono Shel Olam's rishus. And in beyond that, it says a person is allowed to be metalta maloi koi mosoi. I guess that means b'teich dal adamis. And it says alei hashamayim v'saris ani molei. So therefore, it's all within maloi koi mosoi. But al kol panim, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam keeps the Torah. And the Torah says, V'sheichad lo yisikach. V'sheichad lo yisikach. So really we have two questions. One question we have is a question on the Pasuk of Mishlei. Mishlei says that V'sheichad mechek rosho yikach. And we'll see Rashi, we'll see the Medrash in a minute, that implies that the Rebbeinu Shem does take sheichad. Secondly, in our Pasha, it says, V'sheichad lo yisapon v'lo yikach sheichad. What's the chidush that lo yikach sheichad? What's the chidush? What do we need a Pasuk to tell us that lo yikach sheichad? Isn't it obvious that Leikach Shoichad? But then we have the theory between these two psukim. Does he or does he not take Shoichad? The Medrash on Tehillim brings a pasuk that David HaMelech said, he said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Milfanecha Mishpati Yetzei. Milfanecha Mishpati Yetzei. David HaMelech says, I want you to be my judge. Only you should be the one to judge me. So the Medrash says, Amar Ablevi, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu with David. Ben Shalom said to David, Alchina Masisi Sanhedrin. Did I make a Sanhedrin for no reason? Lech V'don Lefneir. Go to the Sanhedrin, let them judge you. Why do you need me to be your judge? What's wrong with the Sanhedrin? Amar Le David, so David says to the Ben Shalom, Kasafto B'Seira Secho, V'Shoichad Lo Yisikach. You wrote in your Torah that you shouldn't take Shoichad. They're afraid to take Sheikhad and to judge me. I'm a melech and I'm all powerful, but the Sanhedrin know that they're going to have to judge me justly and honestly. They won't be able to bend any corners for me. Aval atro sha'ato noitel Sheikhad, says David HaMelech. Shenemar, Sheikhad mechek rosh yikach. So therefore, I want you to judge me. And this is L'chayda where Rashi took his chat, unlike the Metzudis, that Sheikhad Mechek Rosh Yikach refers to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So David says, I want to be judged by someone who takes Sheikhad. Umau HaSheikhad Shakadosh Baruch Hu Neiter Min HaRishayim Bo'elam HaZeh. So the Medrash says, it's Tshuva U'maisim Toivim. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael Bonai Ad Sheshare Tshuva Psuchim Asu Tshuva. As long as Shari Tshuva are Pasuach, do Tshuva. She'ani noitel Sheikhad Bo'ilam Azeh. The Medrash says that the Rebbeinu Shalom says to Klal Yisrael, bribe me because at this point in the game I still take bribery. Avom Yishani Yoshev Bedin Lo'ilam Abba. Once I'm in Bedin Bo'ilam Abba, Eini noitel Sheikhad. She'nema lo yisa pnei koifer. Bo'ilam Abba, I won't take Sheikhad anymore. In this world I do take Sheikhad, in Bo'ilam Abba I don't take Sheikhad. That's the Lashon HaMedrash on the Pasuk Milfanecha Mishpati Yetzei. So the Shaila remains, what's the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom takes Sheikhad Bo'elam HaZeh? What does it mean? How could he take Sheikhad? So I just want to read to you what the Pirsha Mishnah is, the Rambam writes in the last Mishnah in Pedek Revi of Pirkei Avos. The Rambam in his Pirsha Mishnah writes like this. The Mishnah reads like this. Rebbe Lezer HaKapor Oymer HaKino V'Archaiva V'Alkovoid Mitzin Es HaOdom Min HaOilom. Right? And then the next Mishnah, unrelated to the first Mishnah, but the same author. Hu Hoya Oymer HaYiloidim Lamus V'Ameitim Lichyois V'Chayim Lidoim Leida Lohidia Lohivoda Shehu Keil Hu HaYeter Hu HaBeira Hu HaMevin Hu HaDayon Hu Eid Hu Baldin Hu Osid Lodom. Where a judge, he doesn't have to call in the witness to the witness box. He's the judge. He's the witness. He's everything. He covers the whole case. Baruch Hu she'ein lefanav lo avlo, he doesn't make any mistakes in his ruling. Lo yishikcha, he doesn't forget. Ve'lo yimasoi ponim. Ve'lo yimekach sheichat. He doesn't take sheichat. So there's no way you're going to wriggle out of this court case, because the judge can't be bribed. Why doesn't he take sheichat? Shehakol shelo? Because everything is his. What are you going to bribe him? Comes along the Rambam on Pirsha Mishnayis, and these words Asher lo yikach sheichad. So he says, "Kamoish Omer Damkim Batoyda Asher lo yisa panim lo yikach sheichad." That's this week's parasha, the pasuk we began with. Says the Rambam, "Ve'einim yonoi Asher lo yikach sheichad lahatei sadin." The Mishnah is not coming to tell you you should know he won't be bribed. He's not going to change the rules because you know you come with a bigger check. No, it doesn't work that way. They say a story about this miserly man that really didn't want, he couldn't take the fact he was going to the next world, but he couldn't take the fact that anybody should have any benefits from his money. And he wrote in a tzavah that every single penny should be put in the grave with him. That's the Chamitzul Lekayim Dibrei HaMeis. So they came to the Dayan, they said, what should we do? Millions of dollars, you can support the whole community, has no Yorshim. What should we do? So the Rav said, you know what, write out a check and put it in his thing, and he'll cash it when he gets to Rome. Al Kopanim, the Rambam says, the Pasuk is not telling you here, the Mishnah is not telling you here that he won't take Shoichad, he won't take your money. Why not? Kizeminashtus. He says, because that's nonsense. The Mishnah doesn't have to negate something that's not sensible in the first place. You don't have to negate something that you can't even imagine. You can't even fantasize about giving him shaykhah. The Mishnah is not talking to total idiots, saying you're not going to be able to be meshachar the Rebbeinu Shalom. Why not? How could you give him shaykhah, and what would the shaykhah be? Avol im yonoi. What is the pasuk saying? What is the Mishnah saying? He won't take shoychad of toivis. What does that mean? You would think if a person did elef toivis and one ra, so what would happen? What would happen? Deduct one of the toivis and ignore the ra. So reward him for 999 toivis and ignore the fact that he did that one ra. So you would think that that would happen. So the Naman, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Shalla yimchal Hashem yizbarach ma'aveda ahil reit tevaisav v'yechta loy me'elef tevaisav teva achas o yoyser. He won't even bargain and deduct 10 to compensate for that one. Avol ye'onesh al zoyz haroha achas v'yigmeleyu ala tevaisahem kulam v'zehu inyan lo yikach shoycha. That's what the Naman says. Naman says that the Rebbe Yishayim won't accept Ma'isim Tovim, won't accept mitzvahs to compensate for avedus. That's chat in Lo Yikach Shoychad. Fine. Now that already explains, that answers one question, that explains why you may have thought that he would take Shoychad. Not the type of Shoychad you and I would think of. We're not talking about Shoychad that's an outright corruption. Talking about Shoychad that maybe there's room to argue that it's a sensible way of judging the case. So the pasuk tells you that's not the way it works. Don't think you're going to do 1,000 mitzvahs tomorrow. It's going to do away with the one avera you did today. But what's with the pasuk that says v'sheichat mechek rosh yikach? What's with the pasuk that says that he does take sheichat? What's chat in David HaMelech who said that the Rebbeinu Shalom takes sheichat and that's why he wants to be judged only by him? Doesn't want to go to the Sanhedrin. What's chat in Medrash's conclusion? The Medrash says, close man, the door is open, you should know I take sheichat. And how does that coincide with the pasuk that says Hashem lo yikach shoychad? So here I want to share with you a medrash, and really this medrash is a big yesoid because it gives us a havana in what tshuva is all about, what tshuva means, why tshuva differs from other avedas. Normally we think, the normal way of thinking is that tshuva is the pshat, the tshuva erases the avedah. Tshuva erases the avedah. So for example, if you're going to give tzedakah, you're going to learn a lot of Torah, not going to erase the Aveda. The Aveda remains in place. And therefore, like we just read in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Aveda is treated independent of the mitzvahs that you might do. Tshuva does away with the Aveda itself. But it seems that it's more to it. There's more to it. There's always this dilemma. If you look back, I'm just sharing with you my misunderstanding. I never really understood it properly. If you look back in stories where my Maimonides Chazal, in the Werther of Chassidische Rebbes, you find a big steer. On the one hand, you find that tshuva is the easiest thing in the world. And the truth is, the Rambam writes, B'shaitachad, B'rigachad, as soon as Yazib Rosh Adarka is immediately in a masculine dover, a chetzi dover from his oven, and he's entirely a new person, all he has to do is aziva sachet and say vidya, and that's it. And that's tshuva. As soon as you resolve to no longer repeat that same aveira, you've performed your mitzvah of tshuva. On the other hand, you find stories and divrei Torah that seem to imply that tshuva is a very, very difficult, very strenuous process. It's not a simple matter. It's not a simple matter. The Baal Tshuva of once upon a time was someone who sat bein atamer le'echaim. He sat in the Beis Medrash between the oven and the wall, and he cried his eyes out for the rest of his life. And he wasn't sure whether his tshuva was niskabel. David HaMelech says, "V'chatzasi negdi samit." David, which says, "V'libi cholo b'kirbi." V'libi cholo b'kirbi has two pshatim. One pshat is that he was hollow inside from so much fasting, but also that he entirely eradicated the Yetzirah. Normally a person has b'chol levavcha b'shnei Yetzirecha, levavcha l'ashen rabim, v'libi cholol b'kirbi. David HaMelech did shuvah to the point where there was no longer a Yetzirah. He only possessed one Yetzirah after that. And nonetheless, he was afraid maybe his shuvah wasn't niskav. So which one is the truth? Is shuvah something that is a snap of a finger? The Baruch Shalom is meichliu, and that's it. One hit of shuvah. The famous Rambam, the Gemara in Kedushin, where the Gemara says that if a person is Mekadosh Yisrael Isha, a Rosh Gomur, he's Mekadosh Yisrael. And the truth is, there's a mucker in Gemara. You don't need to go on, you don't need to go further than that. The Gemara says, a Mekadosh Yisrael Isha, a Rosh Gomur, walks over to an Isha and says, Ariat Mekadoshes, Amanash Shani Tzadi Gomur. There's two gears here. The Gemara says, Amanash Shani Tzadi, there's a Ruas Gerdes, Amanash Shani Tzadi Gomur. So the din is, she needs a guest. She needs a guest. He had a history of being a Rosh Gomer. He came, if he would be in the if he would be an Eid Kiddushin, it'd be possible. V'cheskas a Rosh. He's possible Eidus. But if he says, I'm a Nas, I need Sadi Gomer, so she needs a guest, Misafik. Why does she need a guest, Misafik? So the Gemara says, Shema Hidr Tshuva believer. Maybe at that moment he had a Hidr Tshuva. And that Hidr Tshuva would maybe make him from a Rosh Gomer into a Sadi Gomer. From a Rosh Gomer into a Tzadik Gomer. We all know the story of Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. Famous story of Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. The Gemara very graphically describes how Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya was a person who sinned in every possible way. He knew every place of sin, every type of sin that in that city. And one day Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya, we refer to him still today as Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya. But until the last moment of his life, he was known as Eliezer ben Derdaya. He was notorious. He was a gangster. He was the lowest of the low. The Gemara says that one day he was sitting on a mountaintop and he heard a basket. He had a schus. He had a schus, obviously. He heard a basket. Right? We don't hear baskets. He heard a basket. And the basket said that everybody's mezumen l'chai yoyim abo besides for Eliezer ben Derdaya. And when he heard that basket, it shook him in such a way that he was really taken by it. And he started to cry. And he called out, the Gemara says, he called out to the Shemayim and he said, could you help me? And they said, no. He called out to the Oretz, he called to the valleys, to the sun, to the stars, to the moon, to the mountains. And everybody said, no. So, Nasan Roshe Ben Birkov. He put his head between his knees. And he cried, and he cried, and he cried. V'yotza Nafshoi B'tchiyo. And then Yotza Basko V'Omar, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Derdaya Mizumon L'chaye Yoyilam Abu. He was given smicha. Rabbi Eliezer ben Derdaya is mezumah l'chai el mabu. The Gemara goes on to say that Bochor Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, must have been in another part of the world. He wasn't witnessing this with his own eyes. But he was sitting with his Talmidim, and he cried, and he said, Yesh koina ilomi b'shoa achas. Yesh koina ilomi b'shoa achas, with one moment. And I once heard a pshat, what's that? Why did Rebbe cry? Or Rebbe was afraid that he didn't have. Rebbe also had el mabu. So what did he care for Eliezer ben Derdaya? Also has el mabu. So foolishly one could think that the Rebbe was crying. It's not fair. He had Elam Hazeh plus Elam Abba. We have to give up Elam Hazeh to have Elam Abba. But I want to upshad, Yesh Kain Elam B'Shah Achas. The word Shah could mean V'loi Shah El Min Chosoy. Shah can mean one ker, one turn. In Yiddish the word is one ker. That here's a person with one ker, with one turn, he could be Kain Elam. That moment of Shuvah is something that Rebbe was mekana. Rebbe never had such a thing. Rebbe never had such a moment in his life, because Rebbe was always on a level of a tzaddik. And the Gemara says, "V'makas shabali tshuva, in the main tzaddik and gudim yichalim lamri." So that one moment was so intense, so potent, so powerful. There was such energy there that Rebbe was mekana. Rebbe said, "Look at this! I never saw such a thing in my life." He started to cry. Here I am. I thought I'm the highest madrega possible, and I see there's something far greater than me. This one moment of tshuva. So al kaponim, the question remains: what is the truth? What is the truth of tshuva? Does tshuva work in a second? Or does tshuva take a lifetime? Maybe it depends. Maybe if it doesn't depend, of Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya, it could work in a second. But this fellow that says, Ariat Mekadesh, Amanasha, Nitzadi Gomor, there's no evidence, there's no din in the Gemara, that only if we see him crying his eyes out, do we assume that he's a Tzadi Gomor. No matter what he's doing, we don't know what's going on in his heart. Maybe he did tshuva at that moment. So I want to read to you what the Medrash says. Medrash says like this. On this Mishnah in Ovid, the Medrash Shmuel says like this. The Medrash, the Pirush HaMishnah said that the Rebbein Shalom won't be bought off with Maisim Tovim. Right? Won't be bought off with Maisim Tovim. Lo Yikach Shoyechad means that additional mitzvahs won't sway things in your favor. Says the Medrash, that's only true with other mitzvahs. But the one exception is tshuva. When the Pasuk says, when David HaMelech said to Rebbein Shalom, I want you to judge me because you take Shoychat. When the Rebbein Shalom says to Klal Yisrael, as long as the Shari Yisuv are open, you should bribe me because I take Shoychat. The only Shoychat that the Rebbein Shalom takes is Tshuva. Tshuva is an exception to the rule. Why is Tshuva an exception to the rule? And if it's part of the rules that you should take Tshuva, then that's not called Shoychat. Shoychat means that you're breaking the rules. So this is what the Medrash says. Inyan ha-tshuva l'chud v'inyan shar ha-mitzvah l'chud. Tshuva is one thing and the other mitzvahs are another thing. Ki inyan ha-tshuva she-mechaperes ha-tam ki bi-yois ha-odah mischaret min ha-ovoin b'zois ha-tshuva mechabeis es nega nesek ha-ovoin avo mi she-yashi elef alfei d'vovois shol mitzvahs u-miyut ha-voinois v'lo yisvada aleyen b'vadai she-oisam ha-averes yamdu b'mkoymam. Ve'ech yusru mi bli meisir, mi bilti meisir. Tshuva and only tshuva has the power to remove avedus. But if it's a natural process, if that's the way it works, why is it considered shoychad? So here lies the answer. Here lies the chidush of this concept that the Rebbein Shalom is lekeach shoychad. Tshuva could work in two ways. Tshuva could work in a way that the tshuva is so powerful that actually erases the chesed of the aveda. The aveda is eradicated. The aveda is no longer. The aveda is being miskadesh. It was clean. It was cleansed. It's no longer there. Or you could have tshuva in which the aveda was not removed. The aveda is still there. But the person says, I won't do it again. The person says, I won't do it again. But he didn't do tshuva to the extent that the aveda was erased. The aveda is still there, but the gavra is now a different person. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, that what is Tshuva? Tshuva means that a person says, Shinei Hashem, a person says, I'm not the same person anymore. But the fact of the matter is that the Aveda is still there. The Aveda has not been uprooted. Here says the Rebbein Shalom, if a person does Tshuva, Alpi Hilchos Tshuva, even if that Tshuva wasn't the type of Tshuva that entirely erases, uproots the Aveda is still in place. And there are certain avedas, for example, that it says that it's a mu'umis v'la yuchal etakin. You can't fix it. You can't fix it. But the person says, the aveda is still there, but I'm going to be a different person. So Rebbein Shalom says, I'll take sheikhat. That's the type of sheikhat that Rebbein Shalom takes. That if a person does tshuva, and he's mekayim hilchos tshuva, even on the most basic level, even if objectively you might argue that the aveda is still there, the Rebbein Shalom says, since he complied with Hilchos Tshuva, I ignore the Aveda. And the true answer, the true understanding of this is, why take it? Why does he take Shoychat? So over here, there's a deeper Havana to this, and that is that the Rebbein Shalom sees things deeper than the way a normal person sees. I think I mentioned it last time, I mentioned it very briefly, we only have one more minute. But there's a famous Rambam, also a Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, where the Rambam writes that if a person doesn't want to give his wife a get, and then I'm going to ask the question, the obvious question, what do you mean kaifun reitani? He could say reitani from today to tomorrow, but we know that he doesn't mean it. And for a get to be chal, you need to have rotten. Right? Gedishin has to be midas. So the fact that he's saying it, we know that he's thinking just the opposite. He's thinking he wants these people to drop dead, to get out of his life, to leave him alone. He has no choice, he has to give the get. So the Rambam, that we have at that moment, we have a dynamic that really makes the picture, makes the thing come full circle. The person verbally is saying that he wants to give a get. Inside the Pnimius Nasre says that Rambam, every single Yid wants to do what's right. So in other words, in the middle you have a gap. In the middle he's thinking that he doesn't want it. So the deepest part of him wants to do tshuva. The external part also wants to do tshuva, so we ignore the middle. So the Rebbein Shalom, when he sees the famous Nehdi B'Yehuda where he says why tshuva doesn't work, be Bezden Sholmas, only Bezden Sholmas, it's the same point. The Rebbein Shalom is Lekeach Shoychat. Not because he's willing to be bribed, but because he sees in the Yid more than we see in ourselves. When you say you're doing tshuva and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not really doing tshuva. Do I regret it enough? Do I really, really want to uproot it? No, I just want to take on a new path. It's not the real tshuva that is expected, that the Rambam writes himself, what real tshuva is. But nonetheless, the Rebbeinu Shalom sees deeper, and the Rebbeinu Shalom sees that b'imek in a person, in the depths of a person's soul, he's taken in the matter of tshuva. And as long as he complies with that externally, and he does the motions of tshuva, and he takes on a new path in which he won't return to his old, then that is the sheikha that the Rebbeinu Shalom takes.